In today's episode, I discuss why I pursue things that scare me, some specific examples of these, and interesting ways I've found to work around these scary things. Stay tuned for more. Welcome to the Almost Athlete podcast, where I discuss insights to fitness, wellness, and lifestyle that I've gained over the years. Through my experiences, I have encountered countless numbers of people who have injuries, aches, pains, limitations, and health challenges. I believe the vast majority of these could be solved, minimized, or altogether avoided with some basic insight into anatomy and physiology principles, as well as an understanding of wellness, including nutrition and daily habits. My goal is to bridge the gap from the lack of digestible, easy-to-understand information to actionable insights for a more functional, happy life. This episode is brought to you by Back Pain Solutions, 11 minutes daily for improved posture and reduced back pain. Are you tired of back pain? Most people don't realize that their posture and work positions are often causing their back pain. Making some simple daily changes can compound over time to improve your posture and reduce back pain. This program only takes 11 minutes per day, no gym equipment required, and no sweating. To find out more, check out the show notes or thealmostathlete.com/backpainsolutions. Today, I want to talk about why I pursue things that scare me. I'm going to jump right into this today and really explain what I mean by things that scare me. So, first of all, I would include in this category things that intimidate me, things that cause me to worry, be anxious, talk myself out of, and I'll give some specific examples here so you can kind of see exactly what I'm talking about. So, fortunately, I have lots of examples, and a lot of these things are things that I ended up, really pursuing and becoming good at least compared to other things in my life. And so, weightlifting is one of these. This is something that has always been intimidating to me since I was really young, and even since I started weightlifting. And you know, this is something that even today intimidates me before every single time I start weightlifting or doing a workout. I feel anxious. Sometimes I get, sweaty palms, and, it's something that I definitely continue to struggle with, not in a sense that I let it overtake me or dictate whether or whether I don't work out. But instead it's just something that is present. And, as I'm going to talk about here in a minute, it's actually something that I now use to help kind of fuel my workout. And so, another example, I'll just kind of list through a couple examples of things that for me have really, really been challenging and, intimidating, scary, all those words that you would use to describe something that, kind of gets in your way or is something that you don't automatically just dive right into. And, for me, it's always the things that I have never done before. And I would say that's probably similar for most people, where you get this idea of how hard it's going to be, or that it's going to be impossible, or that you're not going to be good at it simply because you haven't tried it. And, that may be true. You might try something and you're not good at it, and it's going to take a while to improve and become better to a place where you feel satisfied. But, that's the same with everything. And I would challenge you to look at the things in your life that you're currently good at. And if you really looked back, you'll probably find a time where you were not good at those things and you either just dove into them, were kind of pushed into it, or whatever it may be that got you started, but you became good with practice, repetitions, and time. Some more things that for me have been historically really challenging and scary, was going back to school for physical therapy. That was something that I talked myself out of many, many times over and over. Personal training, even before physical therapy, personal training was kind of my first step into finally kind of putting my money where my mouth is and, you know, really trying to dive into pursuing something that I really felt a deep down desire for, and something that I've been interested in, you know, as far as I can remember back till, you know, probably 8 or 9 years old. I remember being super fascinated with exercise, bodybuilding, strength training, athletics, kind of all that stuff. But again, these are things that intimidate me and have, you know, to the point where it's forced me to, or I've allowed it to, kind of be a breaking point for a lot of things in my life where I would just push it off and push it off. And then finally just kind of, you know, put the stake down and say no more. And this is something that I'm going to attack. And it's funny, as I look at the list of things that I wanted to mention about, you know, things that have scared me in the past, these are, again, all things that I now spend a lot of time and energy working on and pursuing because I really enjoy them. You know, blogging, writing for my website, that's another one that's been very intimidating. But, you know, every time that I do it, I gain just a little bit more self-confidence and I feel like I learn a little bit more about myself and things that I can improve on. And that's really the point of all this, is to just get better, you know. And if it happens to be helpful and it happens to allow me to, you know, improve in other avenues of communication, which is, you know, one of the things that I've found about all these pursuits that I've kind of tackled over the years, is they've really helped out other pursuits as well. And it's funny how that happens where, you know, you do one thing and then some momentum from that, or maybe even some specific skills from that, carry over to something else that you never would have necessarily seen, you know, looking forward. It always seems to make so much more sense when we look back and kind of connect those dots, you know, using our hindsight, which is, I think, a really interesting thing. And I think we all, you know, again, can see that throughout our lives. But I specifically can for a lot of these examples. So back to my original question, you know, why I pursue things that scare me. You know, this is something that is not new. There's many successful, famous people who have used this kind of mantra as something that has been a driver in their lives and something they've used to help to manifest success in their lives. A few examples that come to mind are Will Smith. He talks about this a lot in interviews and stuff over the years. And then even, you know, Steve Jobs talked about this in that commencement speech that he gave. And, you know, he talks about how that connecting the dots looking forward is never possible, but you can always connect them looking backwards in your life and kind of seeing how things ended up helping each other out as you pursue things across your lifespan. And I think that comes back to, you know, kind of the answer to this question is, you know, why would it be worth pursuing something that scares you? And really that's where growth happens, right? It's outside your comfort zone where you improve and you meet people that you never would have met before. And then that turns into new opportunities that you never would have had. And, you know, maybe new hobbies or activities or other pursuits or business opportunities, or, you know, there's so many things that could be unforeseen looking forward that can come from just going outside your comfort zone and, you know, trying to do things that scare you. And so, you know, I'm trying to do more of this in my own life and, you know, trying to use it almost as like a beacon of something to pay attention to. So if I, you know, if I notice something that kind of stirs me inside or gives me that, you know, almost like knee-jerk reaction to not do it or find an excuse because, you know, around it, or, you know, when I find myself inside my head saying that, you know, something's too hard or I can't learn it or whatever that is, that now is kind of a sign that kind of brightens up to say, you know, this is actually something that I need to focus on simply because it's hard, because I think it's challenging. Because one, half the time or more, I have found out that it's actually not as hard as I have made it out to be. And therefore, I, kind of debunk that myth that I've created in my head. And that's a win for me. And so now, and two, a lot of times throughout that, the challenges of learning, there's so much growth that happens that I end up coming away with a lot more skill, knowledge, insights, whatever that may be, that I never had before. And now I have, you know, more questions or abilities to think down a path that I never would have had before simply because I wasn't as connected. And this has been the case for me, you know, while building this podcast, while working on my website, all the examples that I've used, every single one of them, I could give you 10 or more examples of each that of just things that branch off from there and have opened up new insights and avenues and things that excite me, you know, and things that I want to learn from all these. And this is something that I see a lot also with reading. I've really made an effort lately, and I won't talk about this too much today, but my level of reading, or I guess the quantity of reading that I have consumed, has really increased over the last 6 months, and I would say even more so over the last probably 3-4 months. I've really been making an effort to read about a book a week, sometimes more, and sometimes in the form of a paperback, hard, normal book, and sometimes in the form of audiobooks, which has actually been something that I've really loved lately and has allowed me to definitely increase the amount of books that I can consume. But regardless of the format, I've been able to learn just so much more. But you know what happens oftentimes when you read a book, and I'm sure you all have the same experience, where you learn, you know, 2 to 5 new things, or you have 2 to 5 new questions from that book that now kind of take you down the path of reading another book. Or maybe it's that you just really enjoy that book and that author has another one, and so you have another 1 or 5 or whatever more books to add to your list. And this is what I find with a lot of these pursuits and activities, that I have a list of maybe 5 things or focuses, goals, whatever that may be, that I'm going to try to tackle. And by the time I get down, you know, maybe 1 or 2 of those things, those have produced each, you know, like I said, 2 to 5 new things that I need to either discover, learn, figure out, troubleshoot, or just something that I want to, you know, be a little bit more well-rounded with, and, you know, something that I didn't know would have even been a question. And so it's, you know, it's humbling constantly. I think, you know, the more you learn that you don't know, or I think it's more elegantly put, the more you know, the more you know you don't know. And so I think that's so true. And I think it's just, that's why, you know, again, it's important for myself to continue to pursue things that scare me, because if I don't, I'm going to fall under the assumption that I have in the past, and I think many others do as well, that, you know, that I know more than I think I do, or I think I know more than I actually do, and therefore I, you know, I trip myself up by thinking in more terms of absolutes rather than, you know, more nuanced truths. And I think this is, you know, never more true than in physical fitness, in nutrition, and, you know, just overall life wellness and well-being. You know, how the specifics of how you should live every single day and, you know, what you should do throughout your week, it's really specific to you and your life and your goals and what you want out of that. And I think, you know, one of the overall themes that I continue to see in my pursuits in my life is that it's mostly important that you're paying attention, not that you're doing something on a specific plan or a specific protocol or whatever. Because I think, you know, as with, you know, diets, for example, there's really good evidence that shows that if you do almost any diet and you're consistent, that it's going to help you to lose weight, let's say, for if that's your goal. And, you know, we could argue the nuances of what's quote unquote best practices and, you know, for, again, your body type and your goals and all those specifics. But, you know, ultimately, there are a lot of general principles that work across the board, but within those, you have to really, truly, you know, kind of test, retest yourself and really focus on being aware of the inputs and the outputs. And, you know, if you're having, you know, limited results from what you're doing, then maybe that's where you need to change. And, you know, and that's what I'm advocating for, is that you pay attention more to the things in your life to see if those things could be tweaked to where you get more output, or maybe not even more output, but just a more satisfying way of going through life. Because I think it's easy to kind of get caught up in frustration and in, you know, intimidation and in things that, you know, seemingly are scary on the outside, like all the examples that I have given. And, you know, and then once you dive into them, you know, there's ways around the scary stuff, right? And it becomes less scary as we define the specifics of it. And, you know, and again, oftentimes you'll find that, like I have, the things are just not as hard, and you're able to accomplish so much with just kind of diving in and learning. And I think it's, you know, it's not as sexy sounding. It doesn't seem as fun that, you know, there's, I think, sometimes not a way around the learning process. You know, another way that I think of this is kind of through my lens of understanding of the human body and really the neurological system, really actually almost all our systems, and this idea of hormesis, or the hormetic effect. And simply it's basically saying, in order, well, this definition is actually kind of a dose dependent effect, meaning that if we have a low dose of a stimulus, our system will change to become more robust or grow or improve or whatever that is, because of that stress. Whereas if we have a significant amount of that stress, then that could be damaging or problem-some. So a few kind of examples of this, for, again, this kind of specific dictionary definition of the word is, like medication or toxins. You know, at a low dose, you're going to get, like for toxins, you could get potentially a benefit effect in the form of your body adapting to increase its immunity and be able to fight that, you know, for further down the road. This is, you know, you think of like vaccines and stuff like that. So, whereas in a large dose, you could get sick and you could potentially die for some of those things, you know, right? So that's why we, you know, you obviously want to have it in a small dose. And so, this, another good example of this is exercise. You know, exercise in and of itself is damaging to our muscle tissue, to really all the tissues or systems that we involve. It's a stress that our body has to, you know, fight through, and then it's going to improve these systems to be better at fighting that stress. And, you know, that's really how we become stronger and how our body becomes improved as far as strength, endurance, all these different things. And so that same effect is really at play in my mind at everything that we do. And so I look at it as maybe a simpler term, that it's very, very similar in kind of physical therapy and personal training world, is the idea of the overload principle. And this is simply, you know, I really think it's different words for the same thing, but in order to make a change to a system, like your muscular system, you need to provide a stimulus that is more than what it's used to in order for that system to adjust and become stronger or more flexible or whatever to execute task at hand, right? So you go to the gym, you lift heavy, heavy weights that's so heavy you can barely do it, and then you come back in a week or so and you've now improved. And that's the timeline's off for that. Of course, it takes a lot longer than that and a lot of practice, but you know, you get the point, is that it takes a stress that is beyond what it's used to in order for that effect to take place. And, you know, again, this is how I see really our whole life, and, you know, all this, these pursuits that I think that allow us to enjoy living the way that we want to. And that's that we challenge ourselves by going outside of our comfort zone. And there's a good quote that I think's, you know, been said many times, and I couldn't find the author of the quote, but it is that growth happens outside of your comfort zone. And, you know, that's ultimately what I'm talking about here, and kind of the golden answer to the question why I pursue things that scare me. And that's because growth happens during things that scare you, you know, or outside of the things that you're comfortable with. And this is what life's about, right? If you're not growing, you're not dying. And that's a Tony Robbins quote. And I think that's so important to keep in mind daily, that, you know, every day, just try to pick something that challenges you. And, you know, if you're like me, there's so many things that's really easy. You know, even just doing my daily exercise program, my brain will talk myself out of it 5 to 10 times before I even do it. And I do it almost first thing in the morning. So, you know, it's pretty amazing. And I'm always amazed with myself of how good I am at talking myself out of exercising, even though I talk about that and preach that all the time. You know, I still do it, but that's because I've learned these kind of tricks about myself and figured out ways that I can hedge my bets by knowing that my default is going to be to not do it. So, you know, again, to kind of wrap things up, I think it's a really important thing to ask yourself is, you know, if you are doing things that scare you on a regular basis, you know, and again, meaning that things that are going to end up being positive, but are outside of your comfort zone or outside of what you're used to. And, you know, if you're not, it may be worth, you know, kind of checking and looking at where those things could fit in your life. And even if that's something as simple as maybe trying a new way of eating, or maybe trying a new exercise routine, or maybe trying to wake up a little earlier and squeeze in more time for writing, thinking, meditation, planning activities with your significant other. You know, all these things are things that we all know objectively can improve our lives, improve our quality of lives, and I guess ultimately our happiness. And, but, you know, many of us don't make the time each day to focus on this. And, you know, I find myself that my default mode is to not focus on these pursuits. And so I have to consciously make the effort to schedule them in and, you know, sometimes even create them as the priority for each day. And so that I continue to put in energy and effort on the things that I truly want out of my life and out of each day, so that I can get to the point where this becomes the new pattern and habit, and to where now my comfort zone has expanded and these things no longer scare me. So I hope you find that insight helpful, and I hope to share more with you soon. Thanks for listening. To learn more insights to fitness, wellness, or lifestyle, or to sign up for my newsletter, go to thealmostathlete.com.